This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Mark, one of the big stories you missed while you were gone was that crazy Minnesota fraud. You know, $9 billion worth of fraud that's been happening for years under the watch of Tim Walz, who thinks that he's qualified to run again.
Breaking news.
Embarrassing.
He's not. There's a story in the Daily Mail this morning that says Walz has a news conference scheduled for this morning and may withdraw from the governor's race in Minnesota.
Now, I wonder if they're just speculating that simply because he called a news conference.
Maybe.
And
maybe.
Then instead he'll double down. Because that's what he's done. And he's spoken out since this whole debacle.
Yeah.
Since this Nick Shirley video went viral last weekend and said, oh, you know, I've done everything I can to protect the Minnesotans, and I've made sure that we're not, you know, dealing with fraud here and yada, yada, yada. And it's basically a bunch of BS. Well, of course, he has the mainstream media working with him, essentially, trying to discredit any sort of investigation that Nick Shirley did alongside this guy, David, who has been working on gathering this data for years. He says he has an inside source with the state government there in Minnesota, and that was who he turned to get all these statistics that he was sharing in this video. It's not like he just made these numbers up, okay? So CBS sends their reporter out there to go do some their own investigation into the story, and here's what they end up posting on social media.
We visited those sites too, as did state inspectors many times over the last 6 months, and we found the facts on the ground tell a different story. Those daycares, many of them were written up for safety violations, things like maybe busted equipment or staff training issues, but that's not the same as being fraudulent. So it's important to put all of this into context. Granted, fraud is indisputably an issue in Minnesota, and next year, it's going to turn up the heat continuously on state officials, including Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who's running for re-election. And there are 14 programs, Medicaid-funded programs, that are currently under investigation by state and federal government. But childcare is not one of them.
There have to be many state officials, government officials in Minnesota who were in on this. And so when they're sitting there saying, you know, oh, well, these were not fraud cases, maybe they had some violations, I don't trust that.
The question is, if a tree falls in a Learing Center and there are no children there to hear it, did it make any noise?
Did you know that Kamala Harris is a proud graduate of the Quality Learning Center?
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not surprised by that.
Yeah, she got
her
diploma from there. You see the t-shirts they have now and sweatshirts, Quality Learning Center?
I have seen that, yes, indeed. But I saw where the guy tried to fix it.
No, they did the day after. So here's the thing. I also heard that they bust in at one of these centers, these daycare centers, they bust in a bunch of kids the day after. Well, guess what? What would stop them from doing the same thing where after this whole thing goes viral, they send state investigators out to these 10 daycare centers or whatever it was that were exposed in the video, and they would have already had time to come up with a whole thing of lies to make it seem like this is a legitimate business. Then you had some guy who had the audacity to go out there and do some news conference, and he's like, yeah, yeah, you know, we had a break-in, and they got in through the kitchen, and they stole all the documents related to our employment.
Oh, did they?
Employment records.
Because everybody wants that.
Right. And everything related to all the kids. All the enrollment documents, those were also taken. They probably took no money. Because I don't even want to know how much money has been flowed through those fraudulent businesses. But yeah, you're right. They just took the documents.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Well, here this will end up, I think this is going to end up being one of the biggest stories of 2025 and 2026. The first hearings are scheduled on it, I think, today. At least this week, Congress is going to be holding a couple of hearings on this to try to get to the bottom of it. You're right. With a little bit of warning, you could easily fill that classroom up if you knew they were coming and just say, hey, parents, I'll pay you $50 to bring your kid over here for a few hours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Why would you not have a plan to do something like that just in case there was a surprise inspection? The evidence here is overwhelming. They've tracked this money out of the country. They know where it went. They know that the guy that is the UN representative for Somalia in New York lists his occupation as a daycare operator in Minnesota. You can't make it up. You couldn't write a book like that. It's incredible. I saw a great meme over the holidays with the with the guy who was in the Tom Hanks movie about the Somalia pirates, and he's looking at the camera, and it says, that look you get when you realize that you tried to rob a ship and got caught by U.S. Navy SEALs while your cousin who fled to America just made $30 million by scamming the federal government.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that bad.
Oh, I know. There's a video of Tim Walz. I have fear about AI. Like, I have my concern about it, but man, it's been really funny in light of all of this. And there's a video of Tim Walz, which is this is not pretty, in a cheerleading outfit, okay, with pom-poms jumping up and down, and the team name is the Somali Pirates. But, I mean, yeah, this is crazy. Now, Nick Shirley had posted this, and I'm not sure I 100% believe it, but this is what it says. Liz Collins initially shared this, and he was, I guess, retweeting it or whatever. But it says, Minneapolis Craigslist post in search of child actors for daycare site where funding was cruelly ripped away without cause. $1,500 a day. Again, I do question that because anybody could do that.
Yeah.
But, let's not put it past them that's how desperate a lot of these Somalis are who've been ripping people off and then sending the money over to help the terror group Al-Shabaab. All right? I mean, that in and of itself should raise some serious red flags for Tim Walz.
Well, again, we'll find out. Walz has a news conference scheduled for today and in Minnesota. This was reported by the Daily Mail as the article where I saw this a little earlier this morning. So I'm anxious to find out if that's true. Let's see. Fox in Minneapolis is also reporting now that Governor Walz is likely to drop out of the 2026 Minnesota governor's race.
Because here's the thing, you've lost all credibility by now. If he had not already lost it when he ran for vice president, called himself a knucklehead, had that disaster of a debate with J.D. Vance where he just sliced and diced him, now you couple it with this whole debacle. Despite what comes out from this, and I think that oversight hearing is scheduled for maybe Wednesday for the U.S. House members.
All right.
But like I said, he's lost all credibility at this point.
So at 11 a.m. today, here's what we know about the Walz situation. Fox 9 out of Minnesota is reporting out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, that they're quoting a political insider named Boyce Olson, reported on Sunday that Tim Walz is likely to announce Monday he will drop out. Here's what we know. He has an 11 a.m. news conference to take questions and discuss the news of the day, but no other details about the press conference were shared by the governor's office. Hours later, political insider Boyce, what a name, Olson, reported that the governor was set to make an announcement about his political future Monday and that he would likely drop out of the 2026 race.
Interesting. Because I know a lot of governors will call weekly, maybe not weekly press conferences, but when I've covered politics in different markets, it's not that unusual. You might have a semi-regular presser. But yeah, I mean, if he's... sounds like this is not just some ordinary press conference.
Wow. So there are reports that he met with Amy Klobuchar yesterday, the senator from Minnesota. And Fox 9 News is reporting that Klobuchar is on a short list of possible contenders for the seat if Walz were to bow out of the race. The Secretary of State is another name that came up as a possible contender. Now, I don't know. We don't care that much about Minnesota politics, except that with the Somali fraud, it's now dominating the future here. It's dominating what's going on here.
Yeah, and just imagine if he had been vice president.
Oh, my gosh.
Just wrap your brain around that.
Well, and plenty of evidence that the Democrats were well aware of this during the election last year and simply tamped it down and ignored it, acted like there was nothing to see there. Because they didn't want that to dominate the political conversation like it is right now.
Yeah.
She might have lost even worse.
Someone wrote in on our text line, which, by the way, is open, 314-241-9797. And I obviously, you have to see it for it to be more funny, but they misspelled everything intentionally and wrote, "Good morning, I'm a graduate of Learing Center. LOL, God bless you guys are great, George." But everything is spelled wrong.
Thank you, George. We do appreciate it. We spend all day trying to educate you. That's it.
Edumacate.
We're going to edumacate you. All right, coming up, I don't know about you. I personally have gotten a huge kick out of the way the media is trying to now soft pedal exactly how dire the situation was in Venezuela. It's like they forget their own reporting on how bad things were there before. We're going to get to that and more. We got Hans coming up in the next hour. We'll give away some Rascal Flatts tickets as well. Remember the text line 314-241-9797. Back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.